Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm joined via Zoom by Search Health Educator Erin Mathis and Sitka Public Library Adult Services Librarian Margot O'Connell. They're here to talk to me today about a virtual program that is happening next week or this week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for joining me. We're here to talk about a workshop on advanced directives that's happening on Wednesday, so tomorrow. And this is sort of a continuation in a way of a series that you've been doing for a while, right?
Yeah. So we, some people might be familiar with our Cupcakes and Conversation series, which is a partnership between Search and Sitka Public Library. So we've done sort of two rounds of that program, and we were supposed to start our third in May, which obviously didn't happen. So this is kind of our attempt to adapt to doing everything virtually. So we're just sort of making a quick change, and we're going to see how it goes.
And what have some of those conversations been about in the past?
So we've covered a variety of topics all related to death, dying, and grief and loss. So we've had conversations around hospice and palliative care, the dying process. There was another one in that series that it's not ringing a bell right now, but we also,
mortal, right?
That's right. We viewed the documentary Being Mortal and had a really lovely discussion to follow. That was part of the first series. And then the more recent series that we offered really focused on grief and loss. So how to be a friend in grief, how to talk to children about death and dying and grief and loss, those sorts of topics. And we always had cupcakes.
So of course, being virtual this time around, no cupcakes, although I'm sure participants could bring their own snack or cupcake. But it's about advanced directives. That's this Wednesday, May 27th at 4 p.m. And when we were when I was preparing for this discussion, I realized that I know kind of what advanced directives are in a general sense. I mean, I know the subject matter they're associated with, but I don't really know what an advanced directive is. So I'm hoping that one of you can help me out.
Sure, I'd love to talk about that. So an advanced healthcare directive is a document. It serves two main purposes. The first purpose is that it allows the person who's filling out the document to name someone who can speak on their behalf if they're not able to do so around medical decision making. So that's the first part, and it's a really important part. And the other part is all about your personal preferences around your end of life. So if, you know, in advance, you can decide what medical treatments, interventions, procedures that you wish to have or not have. And it really presents everything in a way, if this is happening, then I want this to happen. So you have a lot of choices and flexibility to really outline your wishes.
So could you, Erin, could you give me kind of an example of what a basic advanced directive might look like? Is it a couple of sheets of paper? Do you draft it with a lawyer? How does that work?
That's a great question. So there are many different examples of advanced healthcare directives. Each state has their own statutes that a document really should meet to be considered valid. There is a state of Alaska document. It's 16 pages long. Search has their own version of the document, meets all the same requirements, but it is 5 pages long. So it's abbreviated. However, it still covers everything it needs to cover. It's a little more, I find it to be a little bit more approachable because you're not looking at 16 pages of a lot of legal wording. There's also another document called the 5 Wishes that some folks really prefer, and that is valid in almost all states, but certainly in Alaska and also Washington, which I think is an important thing to note because a lot of Alaskans do receive health care in Washington state. So just a tip there.
And so if people come to the Advanced Directives workshop tomorrow, what can they expect to learn and what can they expect to take away from that virtual conversation?
So I offer a 30 to 45 minute presentation, and it just depends on what questions come up. I I really encourage people to ask questions as I'm presenting, because I think it just allows for conversation and discussion that's really important. And as we think of things, it's nice to just put it out there, because I may not think of everything too. A lot of this is really familiar to me, and so some of it feels like second nature. But for other folks who haven't spent a lot of time thinking about this, they might have a lot of questions. So I encourage questions, and then I follow it with a discussion. But I don't go over page by page every example of every advanced directive. I give a real, you know, general overview of what you might expect to be covered, what I hope would be covered in your directive, and then just some of the logistics around how do you make this a valid document. You know, it needs to be notarized or it needs to be witnessed, and then what do you do with it, right? So we go over all of those aspects.
And who is this conversation directed toward? Who should consider, or who should consider signing up?
Everyone 18 years and older. There is a misconception that advanced care planning in general is meant for older adults or those who are dealing with major healthcare issues. An advanced directive is a planning tool, and it's for all of us, healthy, no matter what stage of life we're in. It really is a gift to sit down and look this document over and to talk with your healthcare agent that you've identified to be your spokesperson. It's something that we should be doing ideally starting as young adults and throughout our lives as things in our lives change. You know, our circumstances may change, but we're really just planning ahead in sort of like, okay, in the worst case scenario, I've got this laid out and people know what I want. It's on paper. I've talked to my person about it. They're going to advocate for me. My healthcare team will feel really like they have a guide, if that makes sense.
So typically these conversations have been happening at Sitka Public Library. This conversation's happening virtually on Wednesday. How can people register, and what should people know, Margo, about the library policies moving forward in terms of how open are you, and how do people get in contact with you to register?
Sure. So for this event, registration is required, which is not normally what we do for adult programs, but since it's virtual, we want to make sure we have everyone signed up in advance. You can sign up today, you can sign up tomorrow, anytime before that 4 p.m. deadline. And you can register, either give us a call at the library, which is 747-4020, or email me directly. My email is margo.oconnell@cityofsitka.org. That's online. It's on the Facebook. There is a Facebook event as well. So you can message there if you can't remember how to get in touch. So what we'll do is go ahead and register you. Erin has provided some documents, some information to go along with the program, so I can make sure to get that to you beforehand, either through email, or if you don't have email or don't want to use a computer, we can take care of that too. And then the program will be happening via Zoom, but if you're not comfortable with Zoom or you haven't used it before, don't let that stop you. Either I can walk you through it and kind of help you get set up, or you can just call in on a regular phone line and that'll work just as well. You just won't have the video. So that's how you should register if you're interested in this particular program. Because the library itself is not open to the public right now. Staff is in the building and we've been working full time, but we are sort of doing a slow, cautious, phased reopening plan. That's just what seems like is working best right now. So at the moment we are open we have walk-up window service available, which is brand new for us. So during our open hours, which are again online on the Facebook page, you can walk to the ocean side of the building, and we have one window that's designated for like grab and go stuff. So you can place holds online. We'll package them up for you, purchase requests, things like that, that you know you need to come pick up. We'll have a window available for that. And then we also have a second window that is basically the circulation desk. So we'll have a librarian sitting there. So if you're not quite sure what you want, or if you need to get a library card, if you have a reference question, there is someone there who you'll be able to talk to. So that is where we're at right now. And things will probably change, but we'll just keep everyone posted as things look different.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning to talk about this program that you're putting on. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just encourage anyone who is at all interested in this topic to just go ahead and register. It's not, you're not kind of committing yourself to filling out all the forms. It's not going to be intimidating. It's just going to be information you need. And if you, you know, with everything happening in the world, have been thinking more about medical planning and things like that, this would just be a really great way to sort of get comfortable with all of these ideas.
Yeah, it feels timely.
If you're interested in the Advanced Directives workshop, that is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 27th at 4 p.m. You do need to register in advance by calling the library or going online. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I've been joined this morning by Search Health Educator Erin Mathis and Sitka Public Library Adult Services Librarian Margot O'Connell. Thank you so much again for joining me.
Thanks so much, Catherine.